Okay, I got a couple injury things I want to hit before I start. Coming out of Friday night's game against Oakland, Brad Jones had a quad. I don't think Brad will be ready for Kansas City. B.J. Raja had a significant bicep injury and is going to be having surgery here in the near future. And we also, J.C. Treader had a significant knee injury, and he's going to be multiple weeks, so he obviously won't be ready for Kansas City. So with that, I'll take your questions.
When was Treader injured?
J.C. was injured very early. I think it was on the first series. Played the whole, obviously played 49 snaps. And really once the ones went out of the game and once it settled down, that's when it started bothering him. I know it was bothering him at halftime. And then when I got back in there after the game, they ended up putting him on crutches.
Mike, I saw after the first or second series, Pat did look at JC.
Okay.
They didn't see – at that time, they must obviously felt that he was okay to go back in.
Correct.
Do you think Treader's going to be surgical?
Actually, just, talking with the medical staff, there's more testing that's going to go on. I know there's second opinions and so forth, which is normal practice. So we're kind of still working through that, obviously, coming off of a Friday night game, today being Sunday. So we don't have all the answers yet.
Mike, when you say multiple weeks, so that means you're not going to have him for Seattle. When you invest the entire offseason and feel as good as you felt about him, what do you do now on center?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, as the way you deal with injuries, and it'll never change, as long as I'm standing up here. Injuries are really a personal issue. You feel bad for the individual. When I see J.C. Treader on crutches, I think of the walking in here to work, every single day since February, and seeing what he's put into it. B.J. Raja, I think he was in the best shape, had the best camp of his career. So Don Barclay worked standing right next to J.C. every single day since February. So that's the hard part about it, what the individual has to go through. But this is not an issue for our football team. This is the way the NFL is. Injuries are part of our game. It's unfortunate, but it will not stop us.
Mike, is the temporary IR an option for either B.J. or J.C.?
J.C. don't have enough information yet to really probably even be close to answering that. And B.J., I would say no.
What have you thought of Lindsay's development? I'm assuming that he's plan B or plan A
for him. Corey Lindsay took all the snaps today, and he's going to do a heck of a job. He's obviously a rookie. I like his makeup. He needs the reps, and his confidence will grow each and every day, and he'll be ready, once we step on the field for Kansas City.
Everyone talks, and you guys have talked 100 times about how smart J.C. is. Have you seen that same sort of deal from Corey, that he's smart and knows everything that you guys want to do up front?
You talking about J.C. here?
Or? No, I'm sorry, Corey.
Corey has a very good understanding of our offense. It won't change us anything from, how we approach, the games moving forward. Our game plans won't change. So, yeah, I feel good about him.
Mike, the injury to B.J. would seem to signal possibly a larger role for Josh Boyd, second-year guy. What have you seen from Josh?
I think Josh Boyd is getting better each and every week. I think you really saw him come on at the end of the season, and I think he's picked up where he's left off. So, obviously versatility in our defensive front will be important. B.J. has been such an anchor in there, particularly the way we've approached defense this year. So, I'm counting on someone to step up.
Josh has been mostly an end. Do you think he can make a pretty seamless transition to playing the nose?
Well, I wouldn't really classify Josh as an end. I think, if you want to get into putting players in specific roles or body types, he's more of a three. He could play three technique and actually has done well at the nose. So, I think he'd be fine in there.
How's that with Guyon coming along with the web? Seems to get a bit short
on D-line. Latroy's getting better. Just left his workout. He was getting rolling down there in the Hudson Center. So he's getting close. He's chomping the bit, but it's a process.
You see Mike Pinnell as, you know, as a guy who could play reasonable snaps, you know?
I mean, Mike Pinnell's done a good job, you know, with his opportunities. I thought he had some, you know, big-time plays in the game in Oakland, and you know, he had some plays where you can see his youth and, you know, just needs to be more experienced in the technical aspect of it. So I think Mike's getting better.
Mike, with what is going on at the center now, does that change your thinking with Aaron in this last game? What do you do with him? Do you play him?
No, I'm more, you know, worried about the evaluation of the 75 players going into Kansas City game. I think it's, we've established that as how we go about the preseason. It's really going to come down to tomorrow's practice. You know, then we'll see where we are. I still want to work a couple more combinations, more so on special teams than anything else. I want to make sure we get the, you know, second. I hate saying the bottom half of our roster, but we got to get our roster right.
Mike, are you more inclined to leave your guards just at guard? Whereas obviously last year, I think it was Philadelphia, you moved TJ to center. Would you rather just leave the guards where they are?
Well, I mean, to me, you know, when you get down to the 53, and if you got 9 linemen, you know, whatever the numbers are, and you have a couple guys on practice squad, you have to always train 3 centers. So, I mean, that'll never change. We've always, since the day we started this offense in 2006, the guards have always been trained as centers because, you know, particularly when you do so much shotgun, you know, playing in the stadium like we're going to play in, we'll play at Kansas City Arrowhead Stadium. We go up to Seattle, and what we're going to experience in week one. And the center has his head between his legs a bunch. So there's communication that goes on, and the guards are a big part of that. So I mean that aspect of having three centers change will, you know, we'll definitely have that in place.
What did you feel about the progress of Sherrod or some of your other backup offensive linemen against the Raiders?
I thought Derek got better. I thought Derek took another step, you know, so graded. I like the way he graded out. I thought Lane Taylor did some good things. So I think some of our young guys are definitely improving. You know, I thought Jeremy took a step. This will be a big week for everybody, you know, particularly even on the offensive line.
Do you think Rashawn Neal has a chance this week?
I don't know. You know, it's the optimism's low.
You worried about Brad Jones for the opener?
Not today. You know, I know I'm told he would not be ready for Kansas City, but you know, I think we're going to be okay in Seattle, but we'll see.